USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Six new senators were sworn in today as a new session of Congress convenes at the Capitol. Senator Mitch McConnell delivered what could be his final opening remarks as Senate Majority Leader.
To say the 117th Congress convenes at a challenging time would indeed be an understatement. From political division to a deadly pandemic to adversaries around the world, the hurdles before us are many, and they are serious. But there's also plenty of reason for hope.
Speaker McConnell's comments come as multiple GOP senators plan to oppose certifying the Electoral College vote this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to be reelected with the slimmest Democratic majority in the House in 20 years. Greece has reported its first cases of the new coronavirus variant that has spread to more than 30 countries, along with Florida, California, and Colorado in the U.S. Greece says four cases were confirmed in people who recently traveled from Britain. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
A judge will decide Monday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited from the UK to the US to face charges of espionage over the publication of secret American military documents. Assange's partner and the mother of his two sons has appealed to President Donald Trump to grant a pardon. Assange faces a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. Federal investigators said yesterday that Nashville bomber Anthony Warner sent materials about his views to people he knew before he blew himself up inside an RV on Christmas morning. The FBI did not disclose what those materials were. The 63-year-old Warner's remains were found at the blast site. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and injured several people. Pennsylvania State Representative Mike Reese died yesterday of an apparent brain aneurysm at the age of 42. He was reelected to a seventh term in the state house in November. Reese contracted COVID-19 in early December, but was said to be doing better. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
12 Republican senators led by Ted Cruz plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory in Congress this coming week. They say they intend to reject the electors from states where there are, quote, unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, violations, and lax enforcement of election law until a 10-day audit of each state's election results is completed. The House Minority Leader says challenging the Electoral College is nothing new.
Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't understand the pushback coming from the other side of the aisle. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's not unusual for Democrats to challenge the Electoral College vote, as they've done so several times in the past.
This is not something that's unusual. This is something that has happened by the Democrats on the last three Republican presidents. Not only has it happened, the sitting whip voted to remove electorals. The former Congressman John Lewis voted to remove the electoral votes from Ohio. So it's something that's gone on quite often with the Democrats, so I don't know why they'd have a problem knowing what has gone on with this election, that we have a debate and an openness on this and look at the integrity of what has gone on.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
43 staff members at the Kaiser ER Department in San Jose, California have tested positive for COVID-19. The outbreak was reportedly caused by a staff member wearing an air-powered costume with a fan that may have spread droplets. Employees are in isolation and the hospital is undergoing a deep cleaning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.